USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans hitting the road for the Easter weekend can expect little change in gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular remains at $4.07 a gallon. Gas prices are down 24 cents a gallon over the past month. Missouri continues to have the least expensive gas in the United States with a statewide average of $3.64 a gallon. California is far and away the most expensive at $5.71 a gallon. Don't expect to see President Biden visiting Ukraine anytime soon. That's the word from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She told a podcast, Biden is always ready for anything, but added, we're not sending the president to Ukraine. Biden has been considering sending a top U.S. envoy to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv since Russian forces moved elsewhere. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott worked out a deal with the Nuevo León governor earlier this week to allow cargo trucks to cross into Texas much quicker in exchange for Nuevo León securing their side of the U.S. southern border. This comes after Governor Abbott was being criticized for slowing down trade to inspect trucks for illegal immigrants. Texas AG Ken Paxton praises the governor's decision on Fox Business.
The governor has figured out we can stop trade along the border, slow it down, and it will create pressure on Mexico and some of their governors to work out a deal to help us with border security. So he is doing what the administration won't do, which is protecting the citizens of Texas, protecting the citizens of this country from drugs and from human trafficking.
Wall Street is quiet today. The New York Stock Exchange is closed for Good Friday. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all fell Thursday, wrapping up a losing week. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers traveled to Taiwan this week as the territory faces growing threats from China. On the trip was South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who claims all options are on the table for the United States to respond to a Chinese invasion of Taiwan.
We have a strong military, not to take other people's property, but to protect our freedom and the freedom of the world. We're here in this part of the world not to conquer, but to be a good ally.
A wealthy political activist and Democratic donor is heading to prison.
A federal judge in Los Angeles has handed wealthy political donor Ed Buck a 30-year prison sentence for his part in two overdose deaths at his home. Buck, who preyed on young black men in Los Angeles, injected two of his victims with fatal amounts of methamphetamine, according to prosecutors. The 67-year-old was convicted in July of 9 felonies, including sexual assault and drug distribution charges. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The New York Auto Show opened to the public in Manhattan on Friday. It's back after being canceled the last 2 years because of coronavirus. There are hundreds of new vehicles on display. The auto show runs through Sunday, April 24th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.